Intro 1 minute. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Study podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in biology, bioenergetics. Whether you're aiming for a grade 5 or pushing for those top marks at grade 9, this episode will give you everything you need to understand photosynthesis and respiration inside out. Bioenergetics is all about energy transfer in living organisms. It's the story of how plants capture energy from sunlight and store it in glucose, and how all living cells then release that energy through respiration. This topic appears in every single exam paper, so mastering it is absolutely essential. AQA loves to test your understanding of limiting factors, word equations, and the differences between aerobic and anaerobic respiration. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the core concepts, walk through some exam-style questions, highlight the mistakes that cost students marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's dive in. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with photosynthesis. This is an endothermic reaction, which means it takes in energy from the environment. Specifically, it transfers light energy from the sun into chemical energy stored in glucose molecules. This happens in the chloroplasts of plant cells, and you need to know the word equation by heart. Carbon dioxide plus water produces glucose plus oxygen. Now, here's something crucial for exam success. Photosynthesis is affected by 3 main limiting factors: light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. A limiting factor is something that, when in short supply, restricts the rate of photosynthesis. At foundation tier, you need to identify single limiting factors. At higher tier, AQA expects you to analyze graphs showing how multiple factors interact. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're looking at a graph where light intensity increases along the x-axis and the rate of photosynthesis increases along the y-axis. Initially, the line rises steeply because light is the limiting factor, but then the line plateaus, it levels off. This is the key moment in the exam. You must state which different factor has now become limiting. It could be carbon dioxide concentration or temperature. Simply saying the rate increases, then levels off won't earn you the marks. You need to explain why. For instance, the rate plateaus because carbon dioxide concentration is now the limiting factor. For higher tier students, you also need to apply the inverse square law. This states that light intensity is inversely proportional to the square of the distance from the light source. The formula is light intensity equals 1 divided by distance squared. So if you double the distance, the light intensity is divided by 4. Show your working clearly in the exam and always include units if the question provides them. Now let's talk about respiration. This is an exothermic reaction, meaning it releases energy. It happens continuously in all living cells, not just at night. That's a really common mistake. Students think plants only respire at night. Wrong. Plants respire all the time. They just photosynthesize during the day as well. There are 2 types of respiration: aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic respiration requires oxygen and occurs in the mitochondria. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water. It releases a large amount of energy, approximately 32 to 38 ATP molecules per glucose molecule. Anaerobic respiration happens when there's insufficient oxygen. In animals, including humans, glucose is incompletely broken down to produce lactic acid. In yeast and plant cells, it produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. This is fermentation, and it's how we make bread and alcoholic drinks. Crucially, anaerobic respiration releases much less energy than aerobic, only 2 ATP molecules per glucose because the glucose is not fully oxidized. One more concept you must know: metabolism. This is defined as the sum of all chemical reactions in a cell or the body. Examiners award 1 mark just for stating that definition, so learn it word for word. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk about how to avoid losing easy marks. First, never confuse breathing with respiration. Breathing is the physical movement of air in and out of your lungs. Respiration is the chemical reaction in your cells that releases energy. If a question asks about respiration, do not talk about inhaling and exhaling. Second, when you're asked to explain a graph, don't just describe what you see. Provide the biological reason. For example, if the rate of photosynthesis drops at high temperatures, you must mention that enzymes denature. If you only say the rate decreases, you won't get the mark. Third, in Required Practical 6, which investigates the effect of light intensity on photosynthesis using pondweed, you must mention controlling variables. Specifically, state that you used a water bath or LED bulb to control temperature because heat from a lamp can affect the rate. Examiners look for this detail in 6 smart questions. Fourth, for higher tier, always show you're working in calculations. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks. And remember, if distance is doubled, light intensity is divided by 4. Write out the inverse square law formula clearly. Finally, when comparing aerobic and anaerobic respiration, don't just say aerobic releases more energy. Explain why. It's because glucose is completely oxidized in aerobic respiration, whereas it's only partially broken down in anaerobic respiration. Quickfire, recall, quiz 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the word equation for photosynthesis? Answer. Carbon dioxide plus water produces glucose plus oxygen. Question 2. Where in the cell does aerobic respiration occur? Answer. In the mitochondria. Question 3. Name the 3 limiting factors of photosynthesis. Answer. Light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. Question 4. What is produced during anaerobic respiration in animal cells? Answer. Lactic acid. Question 5. If the distance from a light source is doubled, what happens to the light intensity? Answer. It is divided by 4 because light intensity is inversely proportional to distance squared. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's recap. Photosynthesis is endothermic, occurs in chloroplasts, and is affected by limiting factors. Respiration is exothermic, happens continuously in all cells, and comes in 2 forms. Aerobic, which releases lots of energy, and anaerobic, which releases much less. Always explain graph trends with biological reasoning, control your variables and practicals, and show you're working in calculations. Bioenergetics is a high-value topic, and with the strategies we've covered today, you're well on your way to securing those top marks. Keep practicing past papers, focus on command words, and remember, examiners reward precision and clarity. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your exams. You've got this.